The following message is brought to you by Mark Maurer, President, National Federation of the Blind, 200 East Wells Street at Jernigan Place, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230.
Greetings, fellow Federationists. This is Monday, October 1st, 2012, and presidential release number 410. We've come to be in the convention season. We've had a convention in Iowa, we've had one in Hawaii, we've had one in Kentucky. We're about to have one in Alaska, and we're going to be having one in Arkansas. It is my good fortune to be able to go to the Arkansas convention this weekend. We have a new president in Alaska already, and we may have some other presidents as things go forward. Have a good time at conventions, all of you. I look forward to seeing a good many of you at state conventions as I travel from one state to another. I want to begin this release with an announcement about the Braille Readers Are Leaders contest. The National Federation of the Blind, along with the National Association to Promote the Use of Braille, has decided to conduct the fourth annual Braille Readers Are Leaders contest for adults. The contest encourages adults around the country to be proud of their ability to read Braille and to work to improve their skills. Adults will read as many Braille pages as they can in 2 months. From November 1st, 2012 through January 4th, 2013, to compete for cash prizes, national recognition, and bragging rights. Teams of 2 to 5 participants are welcome to compete in the contest again this year, as well as to win the highly coveted Team of the Year prize. Registration begins October 1st, 2012. Form your teams, get some interesting reading material, and warm up your fingers. For detailed information about the Braille Readers Are Leaders contest for adults, please visit www.nfb.org/BRAL. BRAL stands for Braille Readers Are Leaders. Contact us with your questions at BrailleReadersAreLeaders@nfb.org, or you can call 410-659-9314, extension 2312, to talk to Abby Bispo. This year marks the 30th anniversary of the K-12 Braille Readers Are Leaders program to celebrate 30 years of success. Later this fall, we will be expanding the program and launching Braille Readers Are Leaders 360, a community of 21st century Braille readers, the first ever accessible online community for children who read Braille. The Braille Readers Are Leaders 360, BRL360, online community will provide a safe place online for Braille readers in kindergarten through 12th grade. These people can share literacy experience through online discussions about their favorite books, book trailers, live author chats, videos of themselves reading Braille, and a great deal of additional information. Continuing with the Braille Readers Are Leaders mission, BRL360 will promote a pride in Braille and a joy of reading among blind children all year long. Stay tuned for more information about the expansion of our K-12 Braille Readers Are Leaders program. Contact us with your questions at brl360@nfb.org or 410-659-9314, extension 2418. Here is an announcement about Meet the Blind Month. As you know, October is Meet the Blind Month, our nationwide campaign to increase awareness of and support for the National Federation of the Blind. As you prepare for your events, please remember to send information about them to Micah Baugh at mbaugh at nfb.org. Submitted events will be promoted on social media and posted on the Meet the Blind Month calendar. Remember that many events will qualify for one or both of this year's challenges, so be sure to provide a detailed description of your event. All events must be submitted by 5 p.m. Wednesday, October 31st, to be considered for the challenges. For more information about Meet the Blind Month or how to get involved, please call Micah Baugh at 410-659-9314, extension 2371. One of the ways that we do our fundraising is through the mail. We send people letters about what we do. We tell them about how important it is to become acquainted with blindness and the capacity of blind people. We tell them to take that information and give it to others so that we can become integrated into society. It is an effective part of our program to encourage change in America. Now, we also ask for donations in the process of sending people mail, and we get a good many donations. We've gotten fewer of them this year than we have in the past, and consequently, we're working on other programs to bring in funding, although we're continuing to do the kind of mailings that we do because part of what we have to do is change people's minds about blindness and spread information about blindness, and one of the best ways to do it is to ask our supporters to help us get people information about what the capacity of blind people might be. In any case, we have established a new committee. This is the Cash and Caring Committee. The idea here is that we have events in our state affiliates. There is at least one in every state affiliate every year. That's our state convention, but we could have more than that. And we also have events in our local chapters. And if we combine those with information sessions about blindness, and if we combine them with fundraising ideas, we can build the chapters with members and information systems and new programs all at the same time. And so Ramona Walhoff is chairing this committee. She's very excited about it, and she's got some very excited and brainy people with her on the committee. If you want to talk with her about the committee, the Cash and Caring Committee, you can call her at 208-338-1595. I should also encourage you to help people know that the combined federal campaign has the Blind Federation of America as part of it. The Blind Federation of America is the name that we use in the combined federal campaign. Our combined federal campaign number is 11162. Encourage people to participate in the combined federal campaign. Also, we raise funds through the PAC plan. The PAC plan is the part of our organization in which you authorize as a pre-authorized matter a gift to the National Federation of the Blind. It used to be the pre-authorized check committee. It is now the pre-authorized contribution committee. Scott Labar is managing the pre-authorized contribution committee. And I have the listings here for you. They're the best we've ever had. Number 52 is Maine with $10. Number 51 is Nevada, also with $10. Number 50 is Vermont, giving $30 a month. From Wyoming, number 49, we're getting $30. Number 48 is Arkansas with $45. Number 47 is South Dakota with $50. Number 46 is Oklahoma with $65 a month. Number 45 is Hawaii with $72. Number 44 is North Dakota with $87.50. Number 43 is Rhode Island with $90. Number 42 is Delaware with $120. Number 41 is Connecticut with $177.50. Number 40 and number 39 are tied. West Virginia with $180 and Kansas with $180. Number 38 is Oregon with $197. Number 37 is Wisconsin with $210.50. Number 36 is Montana with $236. Number 35 is the District of Columbia with $260. Number 34 is Pennsylvania with $263. Number 33 is New Hampshire with $266. Number 32 is Massachusetts with $270. Number 31 is Alaska with $300. Number 30 is Georgia with $332. Number 29 is New Jersey with $350. Number 28 is Illinois with $350.50. Number 27 is Michigan with $359.50. Number 26 is Mississippi with $368.50. Number 25 is Kentucky with $397. Number 24 is Florida with $420.50. Number 23 is Tennessee with $432. Number 22 is Indiana with $433.50, a dollar and a half ahead of Tennessee. Number 21 is Puerto Rico with $445. Number 20 is North Carolina with $473. Number 19 is Alabama with $498. Number 18 is Washington State with $653. Number 17 is New Mexico with $697. Number 16 is Arizona with $699, $2 ahead. Number 15 is Texas with $746.50. Number 14 is Utah with $758. Number 13 is Ohio with $858.50. Number 12 is Idaho with $968. Number 11 is South Carolina, listen to this, with $1,009, the first state over 1,000, and there are 11 of them. Number 10 is Nebraska with $1,015. Number 9 is New York with $1,047. Number 8, Iowa, $1,205. Number 7, Missouri, $1,267. Number 6, California, $1,364.50. Number 5, Louisiana, $1,628.50, more than $1,500. Number 4, Minnesota, $1,700. Number 3, Virginia, $2,549.50, the first state over 2,500. Number 2, Colorado, $2,644. And number 1 is Maryland, with $4,788 a month coming in. The totals are each month $33,624.50 comes in from 1,302 active PAC pledges. So far this year, we have collected $256,238.50. The annualized total is $403,494. So congratulations to all of the participants in the PAC plan. Congratulations to Scott LaBarre for his management of the PAC plan and getting it over $400,000. If you want to know more about it, you can call Scott LaBarre at 303-504-5979. Since we last got together on this presidential release, there has been yet another release of an inaccessible product from the Amazon company. This is another one of their Kindles that doesn't work for accessibility. We've asked them repeatedly in told them that they can't use their Kindles in public places and they can't use them in education and they never pay attention, and we're still after them and we're going to do more of it. So we'll be after the Amazon people, and we're going to try to get accessibility into all the programs. Speaking of that, Internet 2 is a program that uses books and materials at universities. It is inaccessible for the blind. We've written to university presidents, and many of them have learned about how it is that they have to become accessible, and we urge them to do it. We are meeting with them soon. I don't know how much we're going to be able to do with them, but we're getting a lot of change in the accessibility systems used on college campuses. I have been to visit the National Braille Press. Brian McDonald is the president there. He was very warm and welcoming when I came. It is in Boston, and it is a good place producing a lot of Braille. We have been working with National Braille Press on accessible technology, and we believe that there will be accessible systems that we can show off this next summer at convention. We talked a little about it last summer, but we think there'll be more exciting things to show. We have participated in the National Disability Issues and Policies Forum. This is a forum in which the candidates come to talk to us about policies dealing with disability from each of the policy perspectives, and we were a major sponsor of this. It was conducted in Columbus, Ohio, and our president in Ohio, Dr. J.W. Smith, provided the entertainment. I urge everybody to get out there and get registered to vote. John Perret was our representative at that, along with Anil Lewis. And we've also participated in the National Governors Association because one of the important programs they're going to be working on this year deals with disability. This weekend, we have had a Braille symposium here at our center in Baltimore. Our Braille symposium had lots of exciting information. Two things that come to mind when I think about it. We had Brooke Sexton, who came to make a presentation, and she said that she had learned to read Braille starting at about 160 words a minute and going to 513, and that was a dramatic demonstration. But beyond that, Hobie Wedler came to the symposium, and he said he'd been using Braille in his chemistry, and he'd learned how he could identify the atoms that are in a molecule in Braille using his computer, and furthermore, he'd learned how he could identify the bonds between the atoms. In other words, we are expanding the use of Braille far beyond what it has been, and we are developing new programs dealing with Braille that encourage blind children and adults to be able to use this very effective system to learn what is needed to know to have independent lives. This brings me to the end of the presidential release, and I have some offerings from Lisa Bonderson, who is an assistant to Scott Labar in Colorado. She says, "I don't enjoy computer jokes, not one bit. Jokes about German sausage are the worst. I know a guy who's addicted to brake fluid. He says he can stop any time. How does Moses make his tea? He brews it."
The preceding message was brought to you by Mark Maurer, President, National Federation of the Blind, 200 East Wells Street at Jernigan Place, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230.